Beans World. Beans World.
Welcome back to episode 7 of Beans World. Beans, welcome to the pod, baby. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're feeling fucking great, baby.
Now to introduce our guest, the most anticipated, the most requested guest, Tyler Pelagic, also known as Squatch. Welcome to the pod, brother.
You're starting off really bad right here because you said the exact same shit to Bodie.
Most brother, requested guest. Do you just say that to everybody?
There's more requests coming in, man. You just yeah. I've been putting in the tallies and you're at the top of the leaderboard.
Fuck, dude, I'm on the back burner nowadays. Nobody even knows my name. I'm not requesting nothing.
Everyone knows you as Squatch.
The only person that's requesting me is the people with the warrants at Pine County.
They be knocking on the door, dude.
Yeah, they got the wrong address, though.
Yeah, I mean, the vibes are heavy. We just lived through the snowstorm of 24, dude. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I even made it here. It's been a grind. Beans was out snowblowing today, throwing a big fit.
Oh, dude, I was fucking Bahan with my car after I got a little bit done. I was just fucking sending it.
It was heavy
shit. I did not care.
I call him this morning. I'm like to talk about when we're recording. He's like, what?
Oh, I was fucking raging. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Leave me alone.
Dude, I couldn't believe it, dude. I've never seen this side of Beans.
Yeah, I've been plowing for like 3 days now and just binged all of the Beans World episodes last night. I had to catch up on my boy Beaner. Oh, and, yeah. You know, I got
Cuzzo
a whole,
right there.
Got a whole burrito coming in. Yeah, is that what this is this all going to be about? Family?
Yeah, for those of you that don't know,
family.
Tyler and Bean Boy are cuzzos.
Mm-hmm. Which I never even knew him until he fanboyed on the podcast and shit. I never met him.
Beans came. I brought him to the studio to hang out right when I started at Unlimited. And Tyler walks in. He's like, Tyler, did you know that we're cousins? And he's like, started doing some family math, found a grandpa that they could relate on or something.
Once I knew he was a fix, I knew his dad. His dad's my dad's cousin, so yeah. I've known his dad.
Fucking
I never knew he existed.
Yeah, I never knew he existed either. I mean, it's kind of fucking weird if you think about it.
Well, you know, I don't blame my dad for hiding me, and I don't blame your dad for
At least you're
me.
Not a chick, you know, I mean. You know, we never would have knew, dude.
Have you ever done that shit before?
No.
Dude, I went to a graduation party once down Ooh. South of a second cousin,
mm-hmm.
and we're sitting there, and I was with, like, my good cousins. And I'm like, damn, dude, he's got some hot ass friends. And my mom is like, that's your cousin.
Okay, I've done that. And I did not know it was my cousin. I've definitely done that.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, you got to own up to it now. I already said it.
Wait, did you just say, I've definitely done that before? I did know they were my cousin.
No, I didn't know. You fucking bastard.
But then once you get told, you're like, you got to double down at this
then
point.
Then you're like, fuck.
Still hot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't fuck her, but.
I already said it. Yeah, now I just know it's off the roster.
Hey, if she's fourth cousin, it's all right.
Second's legal. We're legal.
Damn, no? Dude. That's crazy.
Is
you guys,
it? Yeah, second's
you guys
legal.
Could Chuck and Larry that shit. Get mm-hmm. some tax breaks.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, brother.
That's what I'm
Dude, that's
about.
One thing I was so glad growing up in a small town. None of my family's from here. So I'm not related to anybody in the area or anything like that, but I have buddies that have their family's been here for like 100+ years. They're related to goddamn everyone in the town. You got to watch yourself.
Oh yeah. Fixed family is huge, dude. We got family all the way in Mora that I don't even know about. I went to a family reunion over there, 100+ fucking people in this barn. And I'm like thinking, oh yeah, she's hot. And I'm like, wait, that might be my fucking fifth cousin or something. No.
Well, you're at a family reunion, obviously.
Yeah, but dude,
you
hey, you never know. They could be someone's girlfriend or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. But it's still, it's too edgy. Even at like weddings, you got to understand what side they're on, you know?
That's
why it's nice when you come down, you know, left side's the bride side, right side's the groom or whatever. However
is that really how it goes?
Usually that's how it's set up. Yeah.
I just thought people sat wherever.
Dude, I was at a big family reunion last summer and it's a lot of first cousins, second cousins, even third cousins, but it's all my mom's side. And one of my cousins, like, you know, respectfully, she's a beautiful woman, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, that's about as detailed as I'm going to go. And we're doing a beanbag tournament. Like, the whole family's in on it. I mean, I'm talking, there's 40 people at this. Everybody's related. The family's playing beanbags. I was partners with the pretty cousin. And my dad, in the middle of the game, comes up to me, whispers in my ear, and he's like, God, I know she's your cousin, but God, she's beautiful. I swear to God, dude. I look at him, I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude,
I couldn't believe it.
Does your parents listen to any of the podcasts?
I fucking hope not,
dude. You outs your your family so much.
Dude, fuck it. I had a good talk with them. I explained to them a lot of things are exaggerated.
Oh, yeah.
I explained to them that I will make things up sometimes. Like, and I just, you know it's fucked up, but if you didn't want me to talk about it in my future, you shouldn't have done it.
Well, it's just like the media, dude. You'd run five lies and one truth. They just have to figure out which one's the truth.
Dude, 100%. I mean, you know, shout out. At least I try to leave my mom out of it. She's more in a professional career. But like my dad, like, fuck it, dude. He fucking beat my ass so many times.
Are you a lot more afraid of your mom than your dad?
Yes.
Nowadays, yeah. That dynamic has changed big time. When I was young, like, my dad was the thing that got in the way of everything fun I wanted to do. So he was enemy number one. Mm-hmm. But my mom was the one that would keep things from dad so I wouldn't get yelled at. Or like if I got in trouble at school, I'd go to her. But now my dad and I are cool as fuck, but my mom is the one that I have to worry about. Like, she gets ornery as fuck with me. So the whole dynamic has changed 100%.
Yeah, it's crazy after high school and stuff how all of the dynamic with your parents and stuff is completely
different. It's wild, dude. Like, it's even fun, though. It's living at home, like, I live in a fucking shithole. Like, anyone that knows me.
A Scratopia?
Now it's called the Rat Trap.
Hey, the Rat Trap, it's all right. It's not as bad as he says. The Rat Trap, it's
dude, the it's, pipes it's all right. freeze all the time. There's no cold water. The washer doesn't work.
The warmest winter Minnesota's had in years, and your pipes
are
freezing.
He's working on it. He's working
literally
on it.
Have frozen multiple times.
Scratopia sounds way better than Rat Trap.
Rat Trap is, it's got to be called Rat Trap, dude.
But he's not a, I mean, I guess Muskrat.
It's pretty much a trap house. It's pretty much a trap house.
River Rat. That's fine.
You're not close to a river, though?
Yeah, but we got the River Rat living there, so we're close enough.
Oh, there's another one living there? Muskrat.
Muskrat, River Rat. Okay. Comrat, there's Uncle, a lot of names.
Uncle Scrimp Scrimp, that's what Bear calls him, Uncle Scrimp Scrimp.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
But boys, the reason we're here today is Beans, as long as I've known Beans, he's always talked about wanting to build his own home, get some land, build on it. And I asked him what he wanted to talk to Tyler about today. And he said he really wanted to catch up on his home building process, maybe get some tips, learn the process. And we've got you in here today. We'd love to talk to you about that, brother.
Yeah, I guess where do you want to start? What do you want to know? I mean,
so like, what made you, like, you owned a house prior to this, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, what made you sell that house and like, all right, I'm building a damn shop house. I'm doing it. No other choices.
Well, it's been my dream since I was like 16. I've always wanted to do it. And then I had a girlfriend and I just went and bought a house right away instead of waiting to build and stuff. And then came home from work. She moved out. I'm like, fuck it. Sell the house and start building.
Damn, that's what I did not know. That's how the turn of events.
That's pretty much how it went. Yeah, I came home on a Tuesday. She fucking was all gone, and I listed my house like 3 weeks later. It was sold within probably a month and a half after she left.
Damn.
Sometimes you just need that push.
Yeah, close a chapter, just start writing the next one, man.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is the first step? Like, who do you even reach out to? Like, oh, I want to get plans made. Like, where do you even start?
Etsy. Etsy is where I started.
Really? I would have not in a million years would I have ever guessed.
Yeah, I mean, I started on Etsy, and I'm like, this is kind of what I'm looking for. Like, you know, barn dominium is what I was looking for, a shouse or whatever you want to call it nowadays, depending on if you're whatever, what side you're on. Democrat or Republican or whatever. No, I don't. I just went on Etsy, and I'm like, you know, two-bedroom shouse or barn dominium plans. And then I sketched all my drawings up, then sent it to the drafting person. And the drafting person drew them all up for me. And then you go talk to the bank and you're like, this is what I want to do. What can I do?
Yeah.
Like, how much am I approved for? And what can I actually do with my income and my assets? And
yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, how are you as an artist? If I was trying to sketch up some plans, they'd look at it and be like, are you fucking stupid?
Dude, it's fun as fuck. And it's actually pretty easy if you just get some grid paper and you just set yourself like on a scale of every square is 5 feet. Or I think I did every square was 2 feet, I think is what I did. And then you just go off of that, you know, and then you stay to scale off of that. And then that's how you can judge if this bedroom is going to work and how it just kind of looks together. It was fun. I got a bunch
of Yeah, that does sound fun. Mm-hmm. We should just do that for fun.
Yeah. See what go kind of go house right we ahead, Beansy.
But then the really fun part is you get to do all that. You get plans made, and then you send it off, and you get bids just to see, hey, I just want to know what this is going to cost. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that's $500,000.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're like, well, yeah. I'll just go fuck myself then. Yeah. Yeah. And then you just restart. Yeah,
well, maybe I'll check these plans over mm-hmm. again.
Because what I was told right away, I mean, my whole goal is all I want is a shop. I don't care about a house. I had a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, and all I did was sit in my shop yep. every day after work. So it's like, I don't fucking care about having a house. It's just, it's extra shit that I don't need. So, and everybody I talk to about shops, they're like, whatever you want, double it. You're going to fill it way faster than you think.
Yeah.
So I just over the top. I mean, I think my first plan was like 80 by 100 or something.
Fuck,
I mean,
that would have been a big bitch.
It was big, but yeah, it was $500,000 and it was fucking two bedrooms, 2.5 bath. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, and the timing, like mm-hmm. when I remember when you first started, like really getting into the ins and outs of it, lumber was at an all time high. Like,
yeah. OSB was at $85 a sheet and shit. And now it's still at 60, but I mean, it was 30 in 2018 yeah. before all the bullshit.
Yeah. Unbelievable, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Beans, bring us into the politics.
Yeah. We got to get Trump back in office, boys.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to fix it nowadays. I think the problem is that once you like, it's just kind of like, you know, you ever shop at Shopko before, you know, they jack up the prices and then, yeah, but it's 50% off, but it's fucking jacked up 100%.
Yeah.
You know, after you get used to these prices, they're never going to go back down. You know,
yeah.
Everyone's used to these prices. It's now they can be like, yeah, but it dropped $10. Yeah, but you raised it $60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. You're grateful for it. It's just like the tobacco tax. When they were building the stadium, they're like, all right, here's the deal. We're going to get a new stadium. We just have to raise tobacco tax up. Tobacco's going to go up a few bucks, but hey, everything's going to go back to normal.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers have only gone up, man.
No, it's forever.
And I never realized, like, I'm really not trying to make it political, but my dumb ass, when it came to the masks, I didn't realize that whole point of, like, once they make you do something, they're just going to keep making you do it because they got you.
Well, it's this power trip. They're like, oh, we can make them do this shit.
Dude, yeah. That shit blew my mind, but fuck all that. I want to get into the ins and outs of building this house, dude.
On the money topic.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of the work yourself, correct?
I've done pretty much everything except for the shell I've done myself. All the dirt work, all the concrete prep, all of the interior finishing. I mean, I know every fucking inch inside of the walls, outside of the walls, underneath the floor. I mean,
is that a huge like money saver when you're building on your like?
Yeah, I think I've saved probably $70,000 in labor. Oh, my floor alone, I saved $12,000 in labor on my concrete. Just prepping my concrete slab was $12,000.
Well, and just the skills that you've attained throughout this.
Yeah,
process.
Shit that I hope that I never have to use again. Like I just did my shower a couple of weeks ago, and like the tile guys I was talking to, they're like, you know, this would be like $5,000, you know, if I was to do it. And I have $1,200 into it because just doing everything myself.
Looks fabulous. Looks amazing.
If you go there in person, it's not nearly as good, but I'm able to say that I did it. The fucking stonework, you know, Unlimited Masonry helped me out like crazy. You guys just, I mean, I paid for material and you guys helped me out. That was $5,000 savings.
Oh, dude, Sam is so plug when it comes to that because his whole mindset is right. Like he, you know, he knows you're great at dirt work. That's your specialty. Mm-hmm. You have a skill. You guys are friends. He's going to need help in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so his rule for all of his close friends is you pay for the material. I will come for the next 3 Saturdays and help you lay that shit up. And dude, the amount of money it saves is unbelievable. And it's all about, like, I'm sure that's a huge thing you've learned through this process is like having friends with skills is so fucking valuable, man.
Yeah. And you got everybody along the way. I mean, I have a whole list in my phone of everybody that's helped me throughout the whole entire process. And I've called in every fucking favor that I've ever had, you know, and I'm always helping every person that I possibly can too. And it's all about scratching each other's backs. And it all comes back around. When I was growing up, I remember being a toddler with my dad and we're jumping around to my uncle's building a house and we're helping him pour his floor. My other uncle's building a garage. We're helping him hang trusses. My, you know, and then,
yeah.
But they all come together and you just help everybody helps each other out, and it's all just a revolving door.
Dude, it's beautiful. Like when I was a kid, my dad in Rick Stolp, shout out Rick's Auto, had it fucking figured out. So my parents are neighbors with the Stolps, and the Stolps have two boys, Nick and Justin, and then my dad had me, and they also knew it would be a Saturday, and my dad would be like, hey, today we're going to Rick's for the entire day, and we're going to go dig holes or go plant some trees. But if we went to KFC buffet, that was all I ever fucking needed, dude. I would work a 10-hour shift just to get some goddamn KFC buffet.
I don't want to bring it back to the whole political mask and bullshit, but that is the worst part about COVID is the loss of buffets.
Oh, 100%.
It killed them, and that was the greatest thing about America, and the greatest thing is gone now.
It is, dude. Especially coming from me, man. I'm a buffet-eating motherfucker, I can get down on a buffet. A nice Chinese buffet. It don't matter. I'm in.
I know you're the same way as me, too. You eat until you're in an absolute coma, and then you wake up in the morning, and you're like, God damn it, I wish I ate more last night. Because you're like a little bit hungry in the morning.
It's like, man, if I would have just got some more lo mein, dude, I'd be in a hot spot right now.
Have you guys ever, like, stuck some shit in your pocket at a buffet?
I haven't, dude. I've never gone for, like, or bring, like, a little baggie.
I've done crab legs.
Cody's laughing in the back room. He stole a whole fucking thing of crab legs from the casino and brought it to the fucking movie theater. But yeah, he's back there laughing like that's the most outrageous thing he ever heard. Yeah, I've taken pizza from Pizza Ranch, wrapped it up, and because we went on lunch break at work one time, and we asked the other guys, "Want us to bring back anything?" "Yeah, bring me back some pizza." So this, I mean, but they were kidding. So yeah, I just stuffed some fucking pizza in my pocket.
Oh, dude, they already make so much.
It's like
money
Napoleon,
off you.
Dude, with his pocket tots. Yeah.
Get your own.
you're in your excavator later, and you just pull out some pocket pizza. Dude, that's the way to rip.
Good times. Fun. But man, we got a little bit off topic there.
Yeah, so getting back to your house building process, you know, you did a lot of the interior finishing. You did all the dirt work. What were the things that you had to pay for? Where you're like, all right, this is above my head, above my pay grade.
Well, the exterior shell was too much, like just to like hang those, they're 64 foot wide trusses or 48 foot wide trusses. And it was this, like, that's too much. Like all of my uncles that are framers and shit, they're like, this is just like a little bit too much to try to take on with a couple guys on a weekend, you know, to have a full crew to do that shit. And then, the rough and electrical, I paid John's Pine Electric and Pine to do that.
Yeah, electrical work's probably smart.
Yeah. then I did all the electrical in my shop, all the exposed conduit and stuff. I did all that.
Did you
with
ever
my cousin.
Did you ever like help these guys at all a little bit to get a little bit knocked off? Because my dad was saying that was a huge part when he built this house is you just buy the material, and if you know them, pay them a little extra, but buy the material and help them, and you can get it so much cheaper than just hiring.
Yeah, so like for my shell, like I said, I hired Gelson Construction out of Mora to do my shell, and I worked right alongside him, and he every hour that I was there, he knocked $30 an hour off.
Oh, damn, that's badass.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Every hour I was there, because I was operating for him and backfilling and helping him set poles and stuff with him too, and like learning how they do it. So,
dude, that's where it's at, is when you can just even knock off that. I mean, $30 an hour, a lot of people are like, oh, it fucking adds up, dude.
Yeah.
It really does.
And then like I hired a plumber out of Rush, but I helped him the whole long, like I trenched it all in and stuff and helped him lay all the pipe and stuff. So it's just, I'm there through every process. I mean, literally the only thing was the electrical, because I was working at the time, so they'd come in while I was at work.
And with side work, you want it to be, for a guy that's coming in to do side work, they want it as easy for them as possible. You know, they don't want to be out there digging this trench by themselves, getting ready. Like if they get a little less profit out of it because you're helping, I would say 90% of the time the guys are like, fuck, please help, dude.
Well, in and out, easy money too. I mean, even just it was all underground because it's a slab on grade home, you know, just with it being a shell, so it's all underground pipe and stuff. And my subgrade was rock hard. It was fucking concrete. And like he kind of brought out a little chisel and shit. And Reed, your buddy Reed, was trying to shovel it at first. So like, no way. And I had a mini excavator, just fucking trenched it in right away. Like, thank God you had this shit, you know. This would take forever.
Yeah, dude. An absolute process. So like what? So you sold your house and then you know, obviously you can't just build a house in one day. So were you living somewhere else at the time? Were you like, what?
Yeah, I moved in with my cousin. She lived with me and my parents when I was in high school. She lived with them for 3 or 4 years. So it was kind of like a little bit of a repay.
The handing of the torch.
That thing. Yeah. scratching back. So I lived with her for 2 years throughout this.
So that had to be, you know, that had to start weighing on a person, like, as you're getting closer to building your dream home, essentially, and the steps are getting closer, but you're not able to move in yet. Like, when you finally got to the point where it's like, all right, I'm living at this house I've spent years of stressing on and, mm-hmm. and building and all this work, like, that feeling of moving in there must have been the best feeling in the world.
And that was literally January for me. Just a couple months ago is when I moved in fully, just because it was, I mean, there was a full year where nothing got done. I broke my ankle out west, and then just the prices were so astronomical that it was like, if I just wait a little bit longer, it's going to drop so much and make more sense. So yep. Held out for a year, and then yeah, so I just moved in January and stuff, and that's definitely a huge weight to be there and just be surrounded and immersed in the work. Like,
yeah,
you know, I
that you did.
I didn't have a shower for 3 weeks living there. I still don't have like a stove or anything. I've just lived off of a smoker for a while, and then I finally got an air fryer. So like, I'm making pizzas and everything in a smoker. And
yeah, I saw you making a pizza in there. I was like,
so good.
Dude, in my head, I'm like, oh damn, Tyler's getting fancy with
that's
it.
What I was thinking,
I didn't
too.
Realize you literally had to.
No, that's, yeah.
They gotta taste fucking fire.
So good,
though,
dude. A Kettle River frozen pizza, throw it on the smoker for an hour.
An hour, though?
An hour, yeah. Oh. So if you got an hour to kill, I mean, that's the thing, though, too. Like, I'm there working on shit, and it's so easy to have stuff on the smoker. Have ribs on the smoker, brats. I'll smoke brats for, like, 2 hours. Like, I'm probably rendering them at that point, but they come out amazing. I mean, fuck.
God damn
so
it, dude.
Good.
I need to get a smoker. I love, like, cooking, grilling.
Yeah.
I'm a pan fry master, dude. Between college, my college home, and then living at my grandparents' for a couple years, I had no choice but to pan fry.
Yeah.
So like, that is where my skill set is at, dude. I'm confident pan frying anything, dude. It could be a goddamn $100 steak. I'll give you the best steak of your life.
I hope so for $100. Fuck, dude.
Get that Wagyu, dude. I've never had a Wagyu steak. I gotta treat myself.
That shit ain't worth it. It's such a waste of fucking money.
Really?
Food is food.
Is that because you're racist?
All right. We're cutting that
gay.
Bullshit. All right.
He's
you guys
gay
are
and racist, dude.
Here we go, starting the stupid shit. Here
no,
we go.
No. All right, Beans. I'm sorry, but Tyler, thank you so much for telling us about your house. I do want to get into a topic, a very relative topic to right now, because Beans has been going off about this Boston Bridge.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a fucking setup. There's no fucking way. If you look at the route that ship
Beans,
took...
before you talk to the conspiracy, will you explain to the people what happened for those that live under a rock and have no idea?
Yeah, so a cargo ship basically just magically went off course a little bit and fucking ran into the Baltimore Bridge, all right?
The Key Bridge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Based off of what you're saying, you definitely think it was an accident, right?
No, it was no fucking accident. Fuck no. Go look at the video.
So what happened, dude? Because that video is nuts. And what the fuck? So is it in Baltimore, but it's the Boston Bridge, or is it the Baltimore Bridge? Because I've been seeing Boston Bridge,
it
was in
Bridge.
Baltimore.
It's directly in between Maryland.
Okay,
and,
so it's what?
Yeah, it's what spans them, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't know much about geometry.
I just see everyone saying Baltimore Bridge.
Dude,
I mean, even the news article.
Who cares about that? Sorry I even brought it up. But yeah, Beans, explain to us. All right, what happened, dude? What's the conspiracy here?
I mean, dude, they got to be covering up something, all right? There's no way that this ship takes off. If you look at the route it took, it takes a straight U-turn. And it's going straight. And then all of a sudden, right at the end, you see this fucking cargo ship take a slight right into a fucking pillar.
It is it
right into
kinda
the
gives
fucking
you some
pillar,
weird
dude.
Vibes.
Well,
dude.
If you watch the video, though, the power keeps shutting on and off. Like,
oh, dude, that's
having
easy.
Power issues, and well, I mean, yeah, I guess it's easy to fake.
Turn it on and
but,
off.
Yeah, there's like Hashlingy Slasher fucking flickering the lights on that
literally.
Fucking thing. Yeah,
dude, they got to be covering up. Something's got to be happening.
But you
there's
can see
no
the
way.
Smoke just billowing out of that thing. Like they're trying to fucking fix it, and it's just slowly you're fucked.
I don't know, dude. The Simpsons predicted it, man. It's got to
really?
Be a conspiracy.
Seriously?
Yeah, they really did predict.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's fucking. I don't.
Beans, who do you think it was, dude? Who do you think's behind it?
Well, dude, that's just like maybe they're trying to make some big news in the
Who's
U.S.
Who's they though?
The
You're
U.S.
The
okay,
government?
The U.S. government. This is what I'm thinking now. Hear me out. The U.S. government is trying to have some big news stories right now because Russia currently just had a mass shooting and over 150 people died. I think that they're trying to use this to cover that shit up so we're not paying attention to that.
Because
I feel like the U.S. government is behind that bullshit, even though ISIS claimed it was them.
Oh. So
that's just my thoughts, though. You know, I'm a whack ass fucker.
I like it though. I like it because it, I mean, a lot of that shit is true. There's a lot of that stuff that it's smoke and mirrors. You know, look over here.
Yeah, dude.
We're releasing UFO documents over here, type of shit.
Exactly,
dude. Honestly, because I didn't even know about that shooting in Russia. I'd never even heard of that.
Dude, it's fucking. Look it up. It's insane. I mean.
Why would ISIS fuck with Russia, though?
Yeah, that's for real, dude. I'd stay the fuck away from them.
And apparently the U.S. government was giving intel to Moscow or whatever in Russia that, you know, ISIS is planning an attack or whatever. Russia is a lot more fucking...
I thought we wiped those fuckers out. Like, what's...
Yeah, I mean, dude, they're still around, though. They're little hobbit
holes and shit. Trump fucking whooped their ass, dude.
Fucking straight nuked them.
Well, Beans, thank you so much for your insight on that. Yeah, I don't really know what the fuck happened. That's some crazy shit. But you know, The Simpsons predicted it, so it must be a conspiracy.
I love the conspiracies, dude. They're so much fun. Like, just thinking about how everything can be this way different.
Dude, that's my problem. I believe every conspiracy because I want to.
Yeah, you know, it makes
if you make some good points, mm-hmm. I'm going to believe whatever you try to explain to me.
Well, you know, if a fucking ship ran out of fuel and ran into a fucking bridge, it's not nearly as cool as, you know, a terrorist attack.
Yeah. Is that what
they're saying? Or the government, no. According to Beans.
Yeah, it was just malfunctioning.
I think it was the Taliban, dude.
Dude, the government's been behind the Nazis. So much shit.
I think they just need a new bridge and they didn't, you know, they'd get so much pushback to shut it down for a couple of years.
Now they get that insurance, dude. Fuck, we got another 9/11 on our hands.
Is there insurance on bridges? Is that a thing?
There's gotta be, dude.
I'm sure.
Who pays that claim out? Fucking the Rothschilds?
People.
What?
The U.S. people? Okay. Tax money.
I don't know, dude, but it's definitely someone handsome and someone fit.
It's got to be Cody Hughes.
Dude, that well, was so great.
Boys, thanks so much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you,
Episode
man.
7 fucking rocked. It was great to see you. Our most requested, anticipated guest. Tyler, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beans, hit us with it.
Today's fun fact, Mona Lisa has no eyebrows.
Oh.
Beans World. Beans World.